My first year being the parish priest of three parishes in the Wichita Falls region was very hard, my brothers and sisters, because some of my parishes need a lot of correction because a lot of things were being pushed by the wayside or not being done properly. And I want everything to be transparent, to be real, to be honest, and to be true, and to be good stewards of people's gift and their hard work, the money, time, contribution, and talents. So I made some corrections that needed to be made. But then suddenly, I begin to receive anonymous letters, really hateful and falsely accusing anonymous letters begin to arrive, not only to me, to other parishioners as well as to the diocese. And those things were really, really hurtful. And I'm thinking to myself, why do all these things happen? And it just didn't happen one time. It happened for a very long period of time. And I began to know who it was. Especially there was a moment when that person slipped and personally wrote on the envelope itself. And I recognized the handwriting. I knew who the person was. But yet, I had to choose to pray for the person, to forgive the person. It's what really hard, my brothers and sisters. I have cried many nights over that. Because those false accusations as well as the anonymous letters create division and distrust among my own parishioners. Because I was new to them, and they would rather listen to someone who they know more than this new priest. And this person twisted the reality around and made me into a very bad person who took away, who changed what the communities have built together. And I somehow became the destroyer. I somehow became this villain instead of the one who is trying to do the right thing so that people are being held accountable and people's gifts are being used properly according to what God calls us to be. It hurts. It hurts a lot when I couldn't justify myself, because I know that if I could justify myself, I would have to call that person out. And I tried my best to personally correct that person, but I never closed the door on that relationship. I told that person that that person would always be welcome where we are to come to worship. But the responsibilities were taken away because it's what necessary. I'm sharing this with you in a very personal and intimate way, because I know how much it hurts to pray for those who have wronged against us. But yet, in the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus asks us to come together to pray, that we seek God's will, and that we agree to abide in His law of love. And last of all, He asks us to forgive our brothers and sisters, and how to use fraternal correction correctly. Many times I see on social media people correct each other and become keyboard warriors. They type long comments or posts or things to quote unquote defend the faith or to show how Catholic they are. But at the end of the day, many of them lack charity and lack humility. And this is where I believe the devil comes in, and the devil divide, and the devil turn us against each other. Because without charity, without humility, we become instrumental in the work of the devil. Because the devil lacks humility. And he doesn't know how to love because it's all about himself. All the saints taught us, my brothers and sisters, that the only way to overcome the work of evil that's being at work each and every day is to be humble, to be genuine, to be real, and to be bound by love. That's why St. Paul said in the second reading today that love is the fulfillment of the law. And that we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, because love does no evil to the neighbor. My brothers and sisters, even when one or two or three or many people have done something wrong to us, we should never, ever, ever will evil to our neighbor. We should not return an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We should not let pride and self-justification and our arrogance get the best out of us. We're called to remain humble, remain true, remain loving, remain genuine, remain honest and transparent with who we are. At times, I know the temptation to stand up and try to justify ourselves. But at times, we have to remember that the good Lord in his infinite goodness and wisdom allows those things to happen so that we can learn to forgive our brothers and sisters. Even the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel tells us that that we're called to do in a very personal way, help our brethren to turn away from their evil way so that he or she should not die in guilt, but be saved, be redeemed, and come to know God. I shared with you that story in the beginning because I know that that relationship with that person never changed. But the one thing that I drew out that false accusation period, I pray for that person a lot. I said, Lord, help me to love this person, not to react with hatred, with bitterness, with resentment, or with things that I have negative in my mind, but to love this person, Lord, just that you had loved me. And I remember when that person was going through a panic attack, was going through something dark in their own lives, that person called me at midnight and then called me again very early in the morning and called me several more times throughout this whole false accusation period. And it was hard to hear the voice, and hearing this person breaking down, but yet in need of grace. I knew that this person was doing all these things to hurt me, but through those moments, I had to choose to love him, because I am the person's spiritual father. I had to love the person. I listened to the person. I consoled the person. And I loved the person there. I had to choose to love the person. It was extremely hard. Very, very hard. But yet, this is what we're called to do, my brothers and sisters. Because love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is what we're called to do. Not just to become keyboard warriors. Not just to become people who feel good about ourselves. Or to show to the whole worldwide web, the internet, social media, how Catholic we are. How Catholic we are, is how we choose to love, how to forgive, and how to embrace the will of God, even in the midst of the hurt, the failure, and all the things that that the devil is using in order to divide us against one another. We must come together at the church, my brothers and sisters, because the good Lord have told us, where two or three are gathered together in my name in unity, in love. When we put him first, he is there with us. So when we come together, especially for the Mass, remember, my brothers and sisters, we're called to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, not only for ourselves, for our good, but for the good of the world, the good of the church. Those who cannot come to Mass, those who do not know God, and those who have rejected him. We need to pray for the people that we love as well as the people that we do not love at this moment. So that God change our heart, that we will to love them. When we come to Mass, we bring everybody with us. We pray for everybody that we know, including the one who have hurt us. Pray, therefore, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. This is what the priests say before we begin the liturgy of the Eucharist at the Mass. And you and I, when we participate in Mass, we respond, may the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hand. So that each and every one of us, my sacrifice is no longer mine, but yours and mine. For the good, the salvation of souls, the good of the church. My brothers and sisters, I'll end my homily today by asking you the same thing. I shared with you something that's what very vulnerable, true and real, that that has hurt me for a good while. I share that with you so that you learn to pray for those who have hurt you too, so that when we come to Mass, we might not be divided or only being filled with pride and with self-justification, but choose to forgive, choose to love, because love is the fulfillment of the law.